Hare Krishna. Radhanand Maharaj is coming within few minutes. Meanwhile, he wanted the group sevaks to speak something. One group sevak is already in Bombay. Another group sevak is limping and coming here. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, we see how Parikshit Maharaj was a recipient to hear the beautiful pastimes of Krishna from the mouth of Sukadeva Goswami. He had the power to evoke his response by his proper behavior. Even though Parikshit Maharaj, he explains, when Sukadeva Goswami came to his place, Sukadeva Goswami would stay in someone's place as long as it would take time to milk the cow. Go dohena matrana. Because he had nothing to share anything with anybody of this worldly people. So therefore he would not stay anywhere. But when he heard the determination of Parikshit Maharaj, when he received the curse from that Brahmana boy, the whole sequence of verses are explained by Suta Goswami to the sages of Naimisharanya, that immediately he was repenting for the apparent mistake which he committed. Then he was anticipating reverses for the mistake which he did. And then he prayed for the reactions. And when the news was given to him that you have been cursed to die within 7 days, he continued to maintain the same mood, what he was expecting to receive from the Brahmana boy. And he became very determined to give up his body in fully Krishna consciousness. And he expressed his determination to all the saintly people by saying that actually he is not qualified to receive anything only because of his connection. The important principle is the connection. He had the connection with the Pandavas. And he says that we have been trained to receive the favors of the great souls, to grab the mercy of the great souls. He was trained. That was the life of the Pandavas, to collect blessings, to collect favors from great souls. Parikshit Maharaj says that. And he boldly expresses his determination to hear Krishna Katha. And this attracts the attention of Sukadeva Goswami. Sukadeva Goswami comes there. And when Sukadeva Goswami comes, Parikshit Maharaj also seeks the blessings of Sukadeva Goswami and other sages. He says that if we have to come back to this material world, let there be complete attachment to Krishna, association of saintly devotees, and friendliness towards all the living entities. This was the benediction he seeks from the great sages. And seeing his conviction, his determination, and his connection with the great souls, that evoked the blessings of Sukadeva Goswami in the form of reciting Srimad Bhagavatam. So therefore, by some means, if we can evoke the blessings or mercy of great souls, then we are allowed to enter into the transcendental pastimes of the Lord in the form of hearing. By some means, in the fifth canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam, when Rahugan was going in a palanquin, not for sense gratification like Nahusha. Nahusha was carried by four sages. He wanted to meet Sachi, the wife of Indra. And because he was asked by Sachi that you should make these sages carry you on the palanquin And he was going there, carried by these four sages, including, I think, Bhrigu Rishi or Gautam. Sorry, Agastya Rishi. Yeah, Agastya Rishi. And Nahusha became so desperate and, you know, agitated by the prospects of meeting Sati. He kicked saying, Sarpa, Sarpa, fast. And therefore Agastya cursed him, he became Sarpa. He became serpent. But on the other hand, Rahugan, if you read Bhagavatam, he was not going for sense gratification. Rather, he was approaching Kapil Muni's ashram to hear transcendental wisdom. So therefore, one of the attendants was missing to carry his palanquin. His attendants found this Jada Bharat. And he became angry and upset with Jada Bharat. And in the conclusion of the pastime, it is explained that Jada Bharat, first time in his life, became slightly agitated and angry. But somehow or other, Rahugan evoked Jada Bharata's anger, which made him hear transcendental wisdom. Because ultimately, his intention was to hear Harikatha, rather than going so far and hearing from Kapil Muni, he got to hear right in the forest. In one sense, accidentally. But he heard. And Sukadeva Goswami beautifully describes what he heard. So therefore, by some means, this whole Vrindavan Yatra, which is concluding today, of course, we are not having any ability to evoke anything. It is the compassionate mercy of Srila Prabhupada and the previous acharyas. Their compassion evoked, and because their compassion evoked, therefore they are making us drink this nectar of Harikatha in a very beautiful surrounding at the foothills of Govardhan in Vrindavan, hearing such a nice description given by Maharaj Radhananda Maharaj. It's our good fortune. I remember when I came first time to Yatra with Maharaj, we were only 20 people. Very intimate Yatra. So every time, those older devotees, when they want to come, there is some kind of inhibition. Oh, this time there are double number, 3,600 devotees. How can we manage? Better we stay back in the temple and read Srimad Bhagavatam. I was thinking to do that. But sometimes you don't have choice. But I was telling some of our devotees, this was the best yatra for me. Because even though there were so many devotees, but everybody was eager, focused, to sit in the pandal, to hear, to chant, and to associate with each other. So therefore, it is not the number which makes it intimate, but it is the focus, the attention. When everybody is focused in doing the same thing, like I was telling one devotee, that when we come to Govardhan, we see Govardhan. Yes, philosophically we know that Govardhan is not different from Krishna, but we don't have that experience. Philosophically, we are told, we hear about it, that Govardhan is not different from Krishna. But we can experience, millions of people have come here and invested their faith at the beautiful Govardhan hill. They have invested their faith in Govardhan, who is not different from Krishna. And even a hard-hearted person, when he stands with an open mind in the presence of Govardhan, you can actually experience that faith. I may not experience this non-different from Krishna, but we can actually experience the faith which has been invested by millions of devotees as their investment, and that's how Govardhan reciprocates. That's how Vrindavan reciprocates. Therefore, certainly, Rupa Goswami, while presenting Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, He makes these five limbs very important, five limbs of devotional service. I think someone, when all the devotees would come to Mayapur to perform their Navadip Mandal Parikrama, somebody kind of made a comment, why invest so much of money coming from the West to come to Holy Land? They could still stay in their respective place and perform service. It's a big investment. But Prabhupada did not like that calculation. You may lose money, physical money, but there is so much of gain. Hundreds of devotees coming to holy place. So similarly, from a material calculation, 3,700 devotees, no more than 250 devotees coming from the West. Even if we calculate, they have to spend 1 lakh rupees. That's about 2.5 crore rupees. It's a big money. And plus, hundreds of Indian devotees coming here. Big money. But from material point of view, what is money? From spiritual point of view. But how much inspiration we gain, how much determination we gain, how much gratitude we develop by coming to these yatras and hearing Krishna Katha in the land of Vrindavan, in the foothills of Govardhan. It's not only hearing. Every word is an experience. Every Mangal Arati is an experience. Every Japa session is an experience. And those who make it possible, sacrificing so much. This year it was very significant for us that every year we had Munna Lal's Prasad or this Prasad, that Prasad. It's all good. But this year, devotees headed by Gaurang Prabhu, Radhavalla Prabhu and other devotees, it was a task, very adventurous task, to cook prasadam for 3,600 devotees for almost 12 days, and all of them missed all the wonderful places where we were going around. They missed it all. But in that sacrifice, they got so much of blessings also. That is another principle of Vrindavan. That Vrindavan is not meant for enjoyment. Vrindavan is meant for giving enjoyment to others. So that's a very significant contribution by these devotees. About 30-40 brahmacharis from our BT. For all these days, there was no workers working there. They were cleaning all the pots. They are cleaning every plate which we used for taking our prasad. Cleaning those big, big pots, cooking, cutting vegetables, and then serving prasad. Somebody was buying, someone was organizing. More than 200 devotees were engaged in this service. And because of that sacrifice, we could dance, we could chant, we could hear, we could perform dramas also. So that is Vrindavan. And therefore, all the benefit what we have received, it is but natural that we would offer our gratitude to them. And in turn, they gain more than what we gain. Of course, gaining is all absolute in spirituality. But still, they got to gain more. So therefore, with this note, that Vrindavan Yatra is a tradition of Sri Radha Gopinath temple, which Radhanath Maharaj painstakingly bringing all the devotees for so many years to this place and to make us hear the Harikatha. As Parikshit Maharaj evoked the compassion of Sukadeva Goswami, as Jada Bharat, as Rahugan invoked the anger of Jada Bharat, which turned into his compassion speaking Krishna Katha. Similarly, Vrindavan and the devotees who like Vrindavan, the devotees who serve those who come to Vrindavan, they evoke the environment which facilitates our focused hearing. And in turn, that gives us the facility to be grateful. That is bhakti. Therefore, Srila Prabhupada explains in the first cant of the Bhagavad, he defines gratitude as sign of intelligence. It's one of the qualities of the Lord. Kritajnata, this word in Sanskrit, there is remembrance. What do you remember? Remember the nice activities done by other devotees. That is gratitude. There is no equivalent English word for gratitude, for kritajnata. So if we can continue to be grateful for whatever service devotees rendered to make this yatra such a beautiful success, like one of our organizers, Sitanath Prabhu, was mentioning, when they came to Govardhan, there was a big challenge to arrange the accommodation. Because in Vrindavan there is unlimited facility, but in Govardhan there is no facility. So they are hoping there will be at least no less than 100 complaints. Oh, my tap is not working in the bathroom, the lights are not working, there is no running water, there is no this, there is no that. So in the night they were expecting many phone calls, but nobody called them. And they were quite shocked. They said, how is it possible that nobody is calling? And next morning they came to know there were many troubles, but the devotees were so grateful, they said, we don't mind. Some devotees said, I don't mind staying in the tent also, but as long as I get to come and hear Harikatha. That is the power of Vrindavan. That Vrindavan made those devotees who live in a very comfortable situation to feel grateful that, okay, I have come here, whatever facility is there, I don't mind. And some devotees said, from next year onwards, we should stay in Govardhan and go to Vrindavan. So that's what Vrindavan can create. Therefore, Brahmaji, when he saw Vrindavan, when Krishna actually showed him Vrindavan, he saw Jamuna, he saw the trees, he saw the creepers, he saw beautiful deers and all the animals. He actually saw Vrindavan, a beautiful Vrindavan. And after that, Lord Krishna made Brahmaji not only see Vrindavan, but experience Vrindavan's attitude. What did he see? He saw Jamuna, he saw Govardhan, he saw everything. But afterwards he saw, what is the spirit of Vrindavan? The spirit of Vrindavan was that all the deers and the wild animals like tigers were embracing each other. There was no envy amongst each other. And that is the higher experience of Vrindavan. To see Jamuna, to see Govardhan is there. But to see loving relationship even among such living entities is a greater Vrindavan. And Krishna allowed Brahmaji to see that. If we can see that, if we can experience that is the perfection of visiting Vrindavan. Otherwise, human's brain, we were discussing this, animalistic life with a human brain, a deadly combination. To be animal, it is not so bad, because animal will act according to its propensity. But when animal added with human brain, you can imagine what a disaster it causes. Therefore, human species without Krishna consciousness is much deadlier than animal, even the wild animals. Therefore, when we were arranging this Annakut ceremony, the challenge was how to chase the monkeys. But seeing the humans, the monkeys ran away. Not even one monkey, maybe one monkey dared to come, you know, for a few minutes, few moments. But otherwise they ran away, because they are more scared of humans. Of course, they didn't know that we are experiencing Vrindavan. They are still uncomfortable with us. But that is Vrindavan. That Vrindavan gives that consciousness just by staying in Vrindavan, just by experiencing few days. Even if someone who is a very skeptic, he associates with 3,000 devotees. Like yesterday, those people who were doing shooting, you know, even that lady was dancing to the tune of Kirtan. That is Vrindavan. The hills, the devotees, the Harikirtan, Harikatha makes one experience that, oh, Vrindavan is such a nice, beautiful place. So therefore, by offering this prayers, as Raghunath Das Goswami, he prayed, he compiled at Govardhan Ashtakam. And what is his prayer? His prayer is that, let me get a place in Govardhan to reside eternally. And that is our only prayer. We do not want a house in Beverly Hills, neither we want in South Bombay, nor we want in best localities of whichever place all of you are staying. But at the end of our life, if you could reside in spirit or physically in the foothills of Govardhan and chant the holy names of the Lord, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. That is the perfection of our coming to Vrindavan. So once again, personally, I thank for my own purification all the devotees who inspired me and others to continue to come for these yatras. Next year there may be 8,000 people, but the mind says, oh, too many people. Wish there could be only 20 people. But when you come back, when you hear Harikatha in the association of devotees, chant with them, take prasadam with them, then you go back with the same experience. Oh, this was the best yatra I ever experienced. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki. I request Radha Gopinath to speak.